AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream, connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is The Odd Couple. I am Andy Furman, sitting in for the ill, under the weather, Chris Broussard. We wish him well. Our prayers are with him and his family. He's Rob Parker. We're getting ready to rock and roll, and we're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com. We'll help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be. And now, the way sports should be, with the man himself, the Hall of Famer from Van Buren High School in New York City, a grad of Columbia University. There he is, my guy, my friend, a longtime friend, the great Rob Parker, the first African-American sports writer and columnist in the city of Detroit.
Man, Andy, what an intro. Ridiculous,
you're my guy.
Right?
You're my
man.
Guy.
No doubt, always great when you can fill in, and hopefully Chris is improving and there's a possibility he could return tomorrow. We do not know for sure. But Andy, it's great to have you in his stead, and we'll move forward. Yep, I know you want to talk. Here we go. Let's do it.
We're going to talk a little football. Before we do, I mean, we could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover you could redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing! Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. Now we get into the business at hand. Let's talk a little bit NFL and Tom Brady and Peyton Manning, maybe one of the greatest one-on-one rivalries, maybe in all of sports, really. I mean, their final matchup was in 2015. They started going head-to-head back in 2001. And Tyler Boyd, the receiver of the Bengals, is comparing that quarterback matchup in the Bengals' upcoming game this Sunday with Kansas City between Joe Burrow and Patrick Mahomes to one of the greatest quarterback rivalries in league history. I think it's maybe a little too soon for that.
I was going to say a little premature for that, right? Yes.
But look, the comparison's got some legs over here because both Burrows and Mahomes have playoff history. Last year, if you remember, the Bengals rallied to upset Kansas City in OT in that AFC Championship game.
In Kansas City. That was huge.
Right, and they beat him earlier that year. The Bengals won a high-scoring game that Joe Burrow threw for like 446 yards and 4 TDs. So, you know, and Mahomes obviously has a league and a Super Bowl MVP. So they're on their way, but I want a little more body of work over here. That's what I need.
Yeah, I'm with you. But Joe Burrow right now, I mean, last year, if you remember how that AFC Championship game ended, it was Mahomes who threw the pick in the Bengals zone. You remember that? And
yeah.
That led to the game-winning field goal. But you're right. Last year was the turning of the tide and that big win earlier in the season and then obviously in the AFC Championship game. And they're both great young quarterbacks. I was happy. If you remember, Andy, there were people telling Joe Burrow not to go to Cincinnati. And Chris and I were like, dude, that's what you want. You want to be the guy that changes things, right? That's how you write your own book.
And he's an Ohio guy. He's from Athens, Ohio.
Exactly. It made all the sense in the world, considering that the Bengals, and remember, under Marvin Lewis, they went to the playoffs a lot. They just couldn't win a playoff game. And this guy, in his second year, Andy, after being hurt in his first year, comes back and takes them all the way to the Super Bowl. And I might be a little off, but didn't they have the lead in the Super Bowl in the first half?
Or yes, they did.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's funny. You know, it's great. People say all the time about this Joe Burrow. We talked about Russell Wilson in the first hour. Would you have thought that Joe Burrow would have a higher completion percentage than Russell Wilson this year? And right now, Burrow has completed almost 69% of his passes, over 3,100 yards. I mean,
that's 10 points higher than Russell Wilson.
It's amazing. It really is. I mean, there's a lot of amazing things. I didn't think the Detroit Lions would have more wins than the L.A. Rams at this point in time.
Yeah,
I mean,
this has been a crazy football season. There's no doubt about it. You looking forward to this game? I mean, I am.
Well, you know, I look forward to every game, but in Cincinnati, they're going bonkers here because last night on TV on the 11 o'clock news, they said tickets were going as high as $8,000. Now, I'm not paying $8,000.
Now, wait a minute. Was that with Jerry Springer and Norma Rashid?
and it goes with an escort as well, I think. I don't know. Maybe so.
But do they take a check is what I want.
I don't know about that. But, you know, $8,000, that's pretty steep. I mean, in Cincinnati, you know how tight they are here, Robbie. You know that.
There's no way people in Cincinnati are paying $8,000 to go to a football game.
You know, look, there's fans and there's fans. I mean, in Green Bay, they're fans, okay? And I know the team is down. I still believe that they're still going to go out there and support their Green Bay Packers. 2 years ago, the Bengals had the worst attendance in the National Football League. Now you can't get a ticket. So, yeah, they're somewhat front runners. I get it. And they're protecting their money. You know, they sleep with their money under their pillow. I get it. I understand that. But to me, it's like when they won the Super Bowl last year, everybody said they're going to go on a run. You don't go on runs in the National Football League unless you're Tom Brady. You just don't. Too many injuries. There's too many factors involved. And what you got to do for the Cincinnati Bengals, just keep Joe Burrow upright and you'll be in good shape.
Yeah, I mean, I think I picked the Bengals not to make the playoffs because it is very difficult, as you said, Andy. And, you know, sometimes it's happened. We've seen teams go to Super Bowl and not make the playoffs the very next season. Guys move on, injuries. You know, last year was a miracle run for Cincinnati. Remember, the regular season, what were they, 10-6? It wasn't like they were 13-3 or anything.
Right. They were 5-4 and they took off after the 5-4. That's what they were. And you know what? Their schedule right now down the stretch is like murderer's row. After Kansas City, they got Baltimore. They got a lot of toughies down the stretch. So, you know, there's no guarantee they, in fact, will make the playoffs.
Yeah, and so Joe Burrow's Bengals are 2-0 against Mahomes' Chiefs in this competition, including that AFC game, but Kansas City comes in on a 5-game winning streak. If they're able to go into Kansas City and win this game, will that say something to you? Because the Bengals have won five of their last six.
Cincinnati.
So I'm sorry. Yeah. If they were to win that game, would that say something to you? Because then that would be 3-0 for Burrow's against Mahomes.
Well, it's a hell of a statement if they beat Kansas City again, especially at home. But when people say, you know, he's 3-0 against them, it's different personnel. You know, Jamar Chase, he may be a game day situation. Who knows? He didn't play against Tennessee last week. He's got that bad hip. Joe Mixon hadn't played. So it doesn't make a difference, really, who was surrounding Joe Burrow as long as Joe Burrow's playing. Really, that's the key right there. And, you know, he had a shaky start.
Oh, I was going to say, it was bad. Yeah, it was definitely bad.
And I talked to some doctors because believe it or not, I had to go to the doctor yesterday because I got to get my iHeart, you know, exam before the end of the year for my discount. You know, you got to do that. So I went yesterday, and my physician basically told me that he wouldn't give me the name of the doctor, but Joe Burrow had an immediate appendectomy operation in the Jewish Hospital in Cincinnati, a tremendous surgeon. He said it was a lot more serious than we thought or what the people in the media predicted and wrote about because they thought maybe he would never play again. That's how serious it was.
Wow. And Andy, I did hear from your doctor, you are not getting the iHeart discount, okay?
No, he said I got some problems between the ears.
Is that
what
it is?
Everything's good, yeah, between the ears.
Yeah, but I do think, I mean, I get the Tyler Boyd bringing this up and mentioning the two. I'm sure he was asked by reporters there in Cincinnati, you know, about the matchup and about these two. And as you look for, as you know, Andy, writing storylines for upcoming games, And this is a storyline. I just don't think it's developed all the way there yet. But this will be interesting because these two guys have a history. And whenever you play in a big game like an AFC championship game and you win that game, you have the upper hand. I know Mahomes has won an MVP. I know he's won a Super Bowl. But that was an incredible turnaround. And if you remember, Kansas City was putting it on them in the first half, and it was an epic comeback by Cincinnati.
No, we talk about how amazing Joe Burrow is and what he's done, but let's not forget what Patrick Mahomes has done after and given the offseason trade of Tyreek Hill. I mean, he hasn't skipped a beat. Think about that. I mean, he is an amazing guy leading the Chiefs to a 9-2 record. So, you know, again, I just don't think this series and this rivalry is long enough to say something like that. And if I'm Boyd, if I'm Tyler Boyd, I better watch my tongue, and I'll tell you why. There's a big contract coming up right around the corner for Joe Burrow. I'm not so certain the Bengals can keep Boyd, Chase, and T. Higgins all together to pay Joe Burrow. So he maybe have one foot out the door.
Because that's the last NFL team that's run like a mom-and-pop store. Am I right?
Yeah, Pittsburgh to some extent as well, I believe.
Right, where they don't have the kind of money that some of these other owners have.
Right.
I mean, that's just the facts, right? I mean,
They
depend on every nickel that comes in and their TV money and whatnot because Cincinnati just got an indoor practice facility.
And they just got naming rights to the stadium. It's no longer Paul Brown Stadium. It's Paycor Stadium now.
Paycor. What is Paycor. That? Like a cash check cashing thing? What is that?
Well, Paycor does the checks for various businesses around town. They do your accounting for you. Things like that. So,
if the Bengals lose, there's a chance that the check could bounce. I mean,
no
is
doubt.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, pretty high too. Really, it'll be bouncing. Yeah.
This will be interesting for me because it looks like, and I'm not saying that there's still six games left. Mm-hmm. But Patrick Mahomes, and I think you're right. The season that he's been able to have without Tyreek Hill has been amazing. They had a couple of hiccups where they still won the games but didn't look that impressive. But he has 29 touchdowns and leads the league and 3,500 yards passing. So that's pretty impressive when you consider. But they throw the ball a lot. They just decide that they don't run the ball. And I think if you don't defend him or you allow him to use his legs – to keep plays alive, that's when he becomes dangerous because receivers, able to slip loose, Andy, and he's able to deliver the ball downfield.
Well, there's one statistic that really impresses me with both these quarterbacks. They're the two fastest quarterbacks to reach 10,000 yards. And what I like about this is that Mahomes is only 27, Burrow's 25, which bodes well not only for those teams, but it bodes well for the National Football League because, you know, when icons like Brady eventually leave and when the Peyton Mannings leave and other quarterbacks leave, they're replaceable. And that's what keeps the league going. I mean, we don't see that much in other sports that much. I mean, maybe a little bit in the NBA, but in the NFL, they just managed to keep on rocking and rolling.
Yeah, the only thing is those records, a lot of them don't mean anything to me.
Because of increased games.
Well, because they just throw the ball. Like Patrick Mahomes threw the ball, I want to say, was it 63 times, Rob G's? I mean, 63 times in the old days of the NFL, and you know this, Andy, might have been three games worth of passes for a quarterback. Or, a Terry Bradshaw might have thrown 17 passes in a game. You know, it's just a totally different game. So all the numbers are inflated and bloated. And I'm not knocking the guys. You know, that's the game that's being played. But when they talk about everything is the fastest has ever happened, and now they have the 17 games, all the stats and all the numbers are...
There's no doubt. And it's funny, I wrote an op-ed piece a year ago in the Cincinnati Inquirer when they talked about, I think it was Jamar Chase broke Chad Johnson's receiving record. And I said, yeah, he did, in, quote, 17 games. Chad did it in 15 or 16, you know? And it's a big difference. And when they talk about 1,000-yard rushers, you know, it's not the same. When Jimmy Brown did it in 12 games. They had a 12-game schedule back in the day. And he rushed for 1,000 yards. Now it's a big deal to rush for 1,000 yards in 17 games. It's crazy, right? But that's the barometer, I guess.
No doubt. We want to hear from you. 877-99 on Fox.
Yeah, can Burrow make Mahomes' rivalry like Brady and Manning? Let's hear from you, as Robbie said. 877-99 on Fox. That translates to 877-996-6369.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray, depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fellas, it's time to stop treating your groins like junk. Introducing the Gillette Intimate Pubic Hair Trimmer, a gentle and easy shave for America's number one trusted men's grooming brand. Show your pubic region some respect with Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get.
It's the Odd Couple. He's Rob Parker. I'm Andy Furman in for Chris Broussard, wishing him well. He should be maybe back in this chair tomorrow. And we're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. It's your turn now to come back and feedback us. The reaction, Burrow, Mahomes, is that a rivalry? Will it be a rivalry like Brady and Manning? Is it too soon? You tell us. Robbie, we're going to get calls in a second, but we could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. Mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. And the bottom of the hour, we'll chat with Justin Adams, CBS Colorado, and of course with the Pac-12 Network. But Robbie, what do you got for us, Robbie?
Let's do it, Andy. Let's start with Jason in Louisiana. Andre in Massachusetts. Massachusetts, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Dre?
What's going on? Good evening. Thanks for taking the call. Listen, not a rivalry in terms of Manning and Brady just yet, just because Joe Burrow hasn't had a full career. Remember, his first season, he got out to a gangbuster start, but then he got injured, okay? And then last year, he comes back, catches lightning in the bottle, gets hot, was wearing the mink coat going into that championship game, bounced Kansas City, makes it to the Super Bowl, almost wins the Super Bowl, one play here, one play there. And then this year, again, another slow start, but now he's catching fire and getting going. So I need to see more from Joe Burrow. He has the talent, but it's similar. I see him in the same light as a Justin Herbert, who people want to crown and want to put him in that upper echelon, but then he does things in spite of that, to show you that this kid needs some more time.
The only thing, Andre, I think Joe Burrow's way ahead of Justin Herbert.
I agree.
I mean, he went to a Super Bowl. What was it? Like Dan Marino took the Miami Dolphins in his second year, correct? Was that his second year, I think? It doesn't happen that often. Justin Herbert can't even make the playoffs. And it's not all his fault.
100% right, Rob. I'm just saying in terms of eye test and like Justin Herbert, his athleticism, you know, 6'4", strong. People want him.
Oh, no, I agree with that.
And so they want to put him in that case. Joe Burrow, you're right. He has been a little bit more clutch and shown well when it matters. And we know the Chargers can't win close games. Thanks for taking the call.
Right. Before we get the next call, Rob, don't you think that prior to last season, Justin Herbert was ahead on the scale, ahead of Joe Burrow? They thought that Justin Herbert was the better quarterback. I don't think that's the case now.
I agree with you. Everybody gaga over him, and just what Andre was talking about. He looks like the prototypical quarterback, right?
Right.
The size, what he looks like. He's got a great arm, all this other stuff. But we have seen the bad from him as well. I just think that as far as coming into the season, Andy, I remember there was a poll that Chris and I talked about, and they said that the Chargers were a slam dunk to make the playoffs. That's the pushing of the Justin Herbert and what he's going to do, and look at the weapons, and oh, there's no way they're going to be stopped or whatever. And they're fighting for their lives. You know what I mean? To get into the playoffs. There's no guarantee. So I'm taking Joe Burrow right now. I think he's accomplished more, and I like he's got moxie.
Yeah, he's a little cocky, but you know, not to the extent that he's in your face. But that's a good thing, because he owns that locker room. They respect him, and I think these players listen to him, and that's the key. I think that there are players, and we talk about Russell Wilson, he's lost the locker room. You even mentioned that he had a birthday party and no one came. I mean, really, he lost it.
I think the clown was there. You know what I mean? That dress-up clown. But he showed up. All right, 877-99 on Fox. If you do want to chime in on that, we can still take a call or so. But, Andy, Does Kansas City, do they have to win? Like when you look at the AFC, are they the clear favorites? Because I don't think that it's automatic, despite the year that Mahomes is having. I think there are pitfalls and teams out there that could beat them, including Buffalo.
Yeah, but I look at the Buffalo Bills, and you know, Von Miller was supposed to be the difference maker for them. Now he's got that knee injury, and that could be the difference right there between the Super Bowl or maybe the AFC Championship. And I think this team right now certainly started off with a high goal, and everybody thought they were like hands down Super Bowl champs that gave them the title. Now they're struggling a little bit. They're a bit up and down and kind of unpredictable from week to week.
No, I'll give you that.
The running game hurts them, the lack of a running game.
But the biggest part has been Allen with the fumbles and the interceptions. You know, like the turnovers, that's been the biggest issue. But if you remember when they started the season, they scored 72 points in their first two games. They looked like they were not going to be stopped.
Right.
And I just wonder, you know, we know what happened against Mahomes and the Chiefs, and, you know, the defense couldn't stop them. And I don't know, playing that damn prevent that we hate, Andy, right? How many games have we seen lost in the playoffs playing prevent where you let the other team move down the field and it just doesn't make any sense?
That's what you do.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen, and I don't understand why team just keep playing regular. Is there a crime to doing that? Just keep playing regular.
But tomorrow's a big test. Tomorrow night they play New England at New England. It's a must game for the Patriots, who are 6-5. The Bills right now 8-3. And, you know, their last two wins, I'm not really impressed, because they were against Detroit and Cleveland, and they did lose two games prior to that. So they're 2-2. They lost to the Jets and they lost to Minnesota. So, you know, we'll see what happens right now. And you know what? Bill Belichick's going to stymie them on defense. Remember what happened last year when they played? I mean, it was embarrassing.
Yeah, that's when they threw the ball two or three times the entire game. I doubt we're going to have a repeat of that. And this is a game that obviously Buffalo will want to win. But it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out, no doubt.
No doubt about that. Justin Adams coming up right around the corner. CBS Colorado and the Pac-12 Network. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. He's Rob Parker. I'm Andy Furman. I'm in for Chris Broussard. Get well, Chris. We miss you. You'll be in this chair hopefully tomorrow night. But right now, we're going to chat with Justin Adams, CBS Colorado, and with the Pac-12 Network. Justin, welcome to the Odd Couple with Rob Parker and Andy Furman. How are you?
What's up, buddy?
Doing well. So what's going on, baby? How you guys doing today?
We're doing great. Okay, you're from Colorado. You got to tell us, how real is Neon Deion Sanders coaching the Buffaloes of Colorado? How real is that?
It's extremely real. I've been told that it's very, very real. Obviously, there's some details that are still being figured out, but it is very, very real that this is a true possibility that it can happen.
That's awesome. And I know there were people saying, oh, you know, he should stay at the HBCU. But this is a great opportunity. I don't think that that's fair that he shouldn't grow as a coach and get bigger and better opportunities. Are you with me?
Yeah, I'm with you. And not only for, you know, Coach Prime or Deion Sanders, but it's also for his assistant coaches as well to be able to go in, to be able to be compensated differently too. Unfortunately, Rob, and you know this too, is that when you talk about HBCUs, the one thing that they don't really have that the Power Five conferences have are these ridiculous media deals. And so that's one of the main reasons why you're not able to pay them as much as a Power Five can be able to do so. But I've had a chance to speak to some of the officials at the University of Colorado, and they're willing to be able to pony up a bit to be able to make sure that the assistant coaches and also Coach Prime, they are very well compensated.
We want to ask you, let's go here, Andy. We want to ask you about Russell Wilson and what's going on there. And obviously that team is a mess, and Nathaniel can't hack it. His days are numbered. I gave him that nickname from day one. I want you to know that from day
Thank you.
Yes. But, It's a mess, and we know Russell Wilson had a birthday party, and a lot of people didn't show up. You know, it was their day off. We're not going to read too much into that. But what is going on, and how are people responding to Russell Wilson and what are we missing? Because, you know, when we watch, he doesn't look good. Is that what you see, too?
Everybody sees it. Heck, my daughter, she is 3 months old. I think she nudged me the other day and said something about Russell Wilson ain't good, okay? Like,
that's as obvious as it gets. She's 3 months old. Very nice.
Exactly. Well, but the thing about it is that even the NFL has said that they cannot take the Broncos anymore in prime time. They were flexed last night for the Los Angeles Chargers and Miami Dolphins. And the game that was flexed were the Broncos playing the Kansas City Chiefs. So they're pretty much saying this. Patrick Mahomes is the most exciting player that you have in your sport right now. And we have to go and move him out of prime time to a regional slot because the Broncos are that bad. Yep. That's just the reality of what's going on with this team. And so you can look at the numbers. I think Russ Elliott has only 8 touchdown passes. His lowest total in his career is 20 touchdown passes. There's something that's not clicking. It's more than just saying he might have lost his luster or may have lost something. It's literally a disconnection between what you see on the board, what you see on the playbook, what you see on the field, to actually something happening well in the games. And so you can look at injuries. You can look at all these other different excuses. But your 5-year, $245 million player is just not happening.
All right, we're talking to Justin Adams, CBS Colorado, and also with the Pac-12 Network. He's Rob Parker. I'm Andy Furman in for Chris Broussard, and this is The Odd Couple. And if I can, I want to talk a little Pac-12, if I can, with you, Justin. Mm-hmm. Let's go back, push the calendar back to October the 8th. That's the day the Washington Huskies lost to Arizona State 45-38. This is a team, Arizona State, had just fired its coach. The team hasn't won since. The Huskies would be 11-1 now, and they would be headed to the Pac-12 championship game. That will stick out forever and ever for the Huskies.
Well, how about this? The Pac-12 announced at the beginning of the year that they took away the division. So take it this way. If you had the divisions, guess who's already going to the Pac-12 championship game? Then you will have Washington there rather than having Utah taking that spot. But that's just the reality of what's happening, not only at the Pac-12, but also what's happening everywhere. It's everybody taking away the different divisions. But there's also one other rule too, Andy, that I subscribe to when I talk about college athletes. I don't trust anybody 18 to 23. From week to week. And that's just the reality when you look at this Washington team. They were able to walk into Oregon and win a game at Autzen Stadium, come from behind and get that job done. And then you talk about taking on a team like Arizona State that you're not able to beat, and you lose that game, which prevents you from being able to go to the Pac-12 championship game. It's always one of those things when you're rebuilding a program that, yes, the transfer portal helps, but you got to be able to make sure that you are able to play well week to week to week, or else you get beat by a team you shouldn't lose to.
I'm not trying to take any money out of your pocket, but is there going to be a Pac-12 network or a Pac-12? I mean, let's just be honest. Once USC and UCLA bolt, what's going to be left? I'm just it's a mess.
Look, Rob, I got your number, man. I might be giving you a call to see if Fox Sports has any more openings. Okay?
All right.
Well, he's on the road. He's doing his comedy routines on the road now.
You know? That's right.
I want to help not being his manager.
I kid, but I will say this, and this is one of the things that's not being looked at a lot about this possible deal of Deion Sanders coming to Colorado. If you're looking for anybody who is going to come into a conference and to be able to up the platform of the conference, especially when you're talking about a new media deal, who better else to have than a conference where, yeah, Lincoln Riley is leaving, but now you bring in Deion Sanders, the guy who is the master when it comes to promotions. Obviously, the Pac-12 wants to make sure that he comes there because of that reason alone. And so we see what happens. There were talks about San Diego State coming into the conference as well. I think you still need one more big name. USC for sure is gone. UCLA, they're supposed to be gone. I think there's supposed to be a vote that's happening from there. But we will see what happens in general. For teams like Colorado, who is looking to rebuild their program, you talk about Washington, you talk about Arizona State. When UCLA and USC leaves, you talk about a huge recruiting hole now that you have that could be filled by schools that, to be very frank, probably wouldn't have had a chance to get to the college football playoff. Now with the possible expansion and those two teams losing, you could see some other squads be able to really win in the recruiting battles and now be able to get to one of those playoff spots.
Justin Adams, I got a question for you that it relates to my neck of the woods where I live. I want to know why Luke Fickell would leave the University of Cincinnati and take the Wisconsin job, because the money is very similar. And I'm going to throw Deion Sanders' name in there. He played for the Cincinnati Reds. Is there a chance the University of Cincinnati could get him?
if they pony up the dough, there's an opportunity that they can. I don't see why not. The one thing that I always know, we always know, look, we're journalists for College Contracts. Until they sit down at the press conference and say, I have accepted the job,
yep,
everything's already always up, and it's always up for negotiation.
Unless you're Josh McDaniels and you leave them hanging at the altar.
or if you're Bill Belichick and you have that press conference and then a day later you say, hey, let me go walk out the door. This is crazy. But for the most part, Cincinnati is definitely one of the teams that could be able to do so. I think for Luke Fickle is you're being able to go into the Big Ten that already has that huge media deal, that also has that cachet with Wisconsin and different recruits that you're not able to get, that you don't have that barrier that you have at Cincinnati. And even with Cincinnati, they're going to the Big Ten. I believe next year they're
Big
doing
12.
So. Big 12 next year, excuse me. But yes, you still, at this moment, you're not in the Big 12 right now. You still have to wait that extra year. So why wait for that time to be able to get there where you can already build up your program through the transfer portal, through the different recruits you have by going to Wisconsin right now? So for Luke Fickle, that's definitely a win for him, and we'll see what happens at Cincinnati.
Maybe Luke Fickle had too many bad conies in Cincinnati. Man, always a pleasure to have you on.
Hey, I really appreciate it, Rob, Andy. Thank you so much. And definitely send out my prayers to Chris. I mean, is he all right, guys? Are you okay?
Yeah, he's getting better. He's improving, but he was definitely knocked out a little bit. So he might return tomorrow, so we're praying that that happens.
Yes,
thanks, though,
are.
Justin, for the nice words.
Anytime, fellas. Hey, thank you so much.
Justin Adams, CBS Colorado, Pac-12 Network. Get him on Twitter, at JustinAdams12. Makes a lot of sense because he's with the Pac-12 Network. There we go. Rob Parker, Andy Furman, the odd couple, in for Chris Broussard. Shop talk right around the corner. That's coming up right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying, tears, crying. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Shop talk right around the bend. He's Rob Parker. I'm Andy Furman in for Chris Broussard. It's about 13 minutes now before the top of the hour. We're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. It's Shop Talk right around the corner. But first, fellas, listen up. It's time to stop treating your groins like junk. Introducing the Gillette Intimate Pubic Hair Trimmer, a gentle and easy shave from America's number one trusted men's grooming brand. Show your pubic region some respect with Gillette Intimate, the best a man can get. Robbie, Shop Talk, it's all yours, my man.
Ain't nobody exempt in the barbershop. You know that. Ain't nobody exempt. You can talk about whoever and whatever, whenever you want to in the barbershop.
Now, it's Shop Talk.
That's right. It is Shop Talk here on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. When we discuss something happening outside of the world of sports, this week's topic comes to us from Florida, the great state of Florida. A woman named Amanda Ramirez is suing Kraft Heinz Company.
Uh-oh.
Over what she alleges is deceptive and fraudulent packaging with the claim that Velveeta shells and cheese will be, quote, ready in 3.5 minutes as they put on their packaging. She's saying that it takes much longer than 3.5 minutes, specifically the fact that you have to let it rest for a few minutes after the microwave for the cheese sauce to thicken. Rob Parker, I know you're a big fan of sticking it to the man.
Oh, yes. Do you have a chance? I can.
Do you have a problem with Ms. Ramirez suing for $5 million because Velveeta takes longer than 3.5 minutes?
Yeah, stop it. I mean, really, $5 million? That's her, but because it takes another minute or 45 seconds or whatever it is? Is that deceptive advertising? It's an approximation. It's not an exact science. Maybe she has her stove on low, Andy. You know, you could adjust the flame, can't you?
Miss Ramirez, I got a problem with you. Get a life. Really. Get a life or go out and get some other mac and cheese if you want to. And I'll tell you something else. In those 3.5 minutes that you're waiting, you go out to the gym and work it off. Because I could picture you with 5 chins. Really. I really can. So do me a favor. Stop it. Back off and get a life.
That was aggressive.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to say I disagree with both of you, respectfully.
What?
Really? What?
But you would do the same thing,
hell
right?
Hell yeah, I would. Oh. If I was an in-shape guy like Alex and I wanted to do 7-minute abs and it takes like 9 minutes, you best believe I'm getting some money for the extra 2 minutes I got to put in because you have false advertising on your packaging. Velveeta cheese could have easily put in a little disclaimer that says times may vary.
All right, so is
right
that what you want?
Bottom.
But okay, is that what you want? Rather than $5 million?
I mean, no, this I'm is just saying, they could have avoided it. It's like we talk
Rob
about
G.
this. Rob, we talk about this all the time, and we had a very public situation happen over the summer. If
really?
You have a report in sports and you say, Derrick Henry is on PEDs, you can get in a lot of trouble. But if you say, sources tell me that Derrick Henry is on PEDs, you're totally protected, right, Rob?
I got that.
So
yes.
All they
That's
had to
apples
do
and oranges.
Was put a little disclaimer there at the bottom, and they'd be straight. But
how long have they been in business, Rob?
Apparently
G?
Too long because they've been lying to America
100 years
for 100 years.
And she's sitting around saying, how can I make some money? Because, you
right.
know, times are rough. Let me sue Velveeta because it takes 3.5 minutes, 3:45. Alex, you're not buying into this get rich quick scheme, are you? You have more sense than this.
Oh,
this
absolutely.
Is where the legal system
so.
Has gone wrong.
Oh, 100%. See, Rob G is shining his light on we all have to be very careful around Rob G and give him an approximate accurate timeline
right.
of what we're going to be doing with him. Because, see, this is the epitome of why America is falling beneath our feet is the fact that everybody wants everything quicker. Nobody wants to work for it. And if you
right.
can't do it for them the way they
Thank
expect
you.
It to be, now you're at fault. When it's like infatuation here, why don't you go cook your own dang food. Why don't you
I'll
make your own noodles?
Else.
Like, what are we
I'm
doing
with you.
Here?
Keep on going because Ms. Ramirez, I give her a test. She couldn't even tell what 3.5 minutes is.
I'm
she
saying.
Couldn't tell time.
Dude,
Believe
I'm
me.
Saying it's crazy to me that we've become an industry as human beings in a society now where you're expecting things to be done so fast for you. If nobody's seen the movie WALL-E, that's where we're heading. We're
Thank
all
you.
About to be
Thank
in floating
you.
Chairs having everything shipped right to us on our doorstep. Like, we have right. to step up. You have to start making your own food. This is disgraceful. And honestly, Rob, I hope Kraft turns around and sues first.
We need a female perspective. Monty, get in here.
Monty,
your thoughts
yes.
on the lawsuit sweeping the nation coming out of Florida.
You're going to have to tell me what this lawsuit about.
This
what?
Woman is suing Velveeta and Kraft for $5 million because on their packing it says takes 3.5 minutes, and it takes much longer than 3.5 minutes.
Says
okay,
that
I don't
she's
have
so
time. Are we serious?
Yes.
Is this
right.
really a thing?
This is a thing.
Oh, who is this lady? I don't know where she's at. I hope she's tripping right now on her face.
Oh,
what are
my
we doing?
Goodness.
No,
yes.
I hope she chokes
what
on
are
the
we
mac
doing?
And cheese.
Are we serious?
Right. Because the cheese takes longer than 3.5 minutes.
Like
to
the
melt
fact
down.
That that's even something seriously being considered is a joke.
I can't believe it hasn't been thrown out. It
that's what I'm
been
saying.
Thrown out before. Rob G, has this been presented to a judge? Has it been thrown out?
It's going
yet?
To be. Yeah, no, they already filed
the judge will throw it out.
Absolutely.
But how
not.
Are they going to throw
they
it out?
They got to get it to Judge Judy. She'll throw it out.
Rob, that's you right. own how many companies? You know how this kind of stuff works.
But
I'm not settling with her. You think I'm going to settle?
Heck
I'm not
no.
giving her a nickel.
So you're gonna, you'd rather
settle.
Pay your lawyer $20,000
yep.
to throw this out?
Yep.
Yes.
You
because
crazy.
You know why, Rob G?
What's that?
This will stop other people from coming
right.
trying to
right.
put these frivolous lawsuits.
Put your foot down.
Like Rob right. G, that yep. time you put that mouse tail on your burger and said that there was a mouse on it.
I'll have you know it was a cockroach. Okay,
okay I'm sorry.
It's the same thing like with the coffee scandal at McDonald's.
Oh, that you got
me.
Paid.
It's because it's hot.
He got paid.
Right.
Jeez.
Right. You got to know coffee's hot, idiot.
Coffee's hot.
Right.
I don't want,
gosh,
you don't know
dude.
It.
Unreal.
I'm upset.
That's shop talk.
It's ridiculous.
All right,
really
odd couple.
All right, we'll continue. Stay with us. 1 hour to go.
Unless right you here. Don't like 3 minutes back.
Odd couple.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine. Or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Health Aid Kombucha.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced.
Bring it on.
Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL Schedule Release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule-release to learn more.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. Kings Island is now open on weekends.